Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Curtis Granderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Placido Polanco. Batting third. The catcher, Iván Rodríguez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marcus Thames. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Carlos Guillen. Batting sixth. The DH, Craig Monroe. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Alexis Gomez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chris Shelton. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Brandon Inga. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kenny Rogers. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Payton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kirk Sarluis. And now, play ball. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Granderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sarluis covering, for the out. One out. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Iván Rodríguez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rodríguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scudero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kendall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gomez. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crosby strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marcus Thames is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thames hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sarluis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Monroe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Monroe reaches second base with a double. Guillen moves to third. Alexis Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Shelton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Monroe scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keelty hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kotze strikes out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Curtis Granderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Granderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Granderson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kotze. Granderson reaches second base with a double. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Granderson moves to third. 1 out. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Granderson scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Marcus Thames batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thames is 0 for 1 in the game. Thames hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Guillen. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Monroe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Monroe hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Alexis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shelton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shelton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sarluce fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 0 for 1 in the game. Inga hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Granderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Granderson strikes out. 2 outs. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Polanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Tem settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Payton is 0-for-1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Keelty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keelty hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Granderson. Keelty reaches second base with a double. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coetzee is 0-for-1 in the game. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Gomez. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Keelty scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scudero is 0-for-1 in the game. Scudero hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Marcus Thames is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thames is 0-for-2 in the game. Thames hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. 1 out. Ron Flores now pitching. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Monroe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Monroe is walked intentionally. Alexis Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Monroe moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Gomez. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Gomez steals second. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Shelton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shelton takes first base on ball 4. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Inga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Inga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Granderson. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton hits a line drive towards second. Polanco catches it and steps on second to double up Crosby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Granderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Granderson bunts in front of the plate. Kendall picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kendall. Granderson moves to third. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 0-for-3 in the game. Polanco hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Granderson scores. It's 9-3, Tigers. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Polanco moves to second. Marcus Thames is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thames is 0-for-3 in the game. Thames takes first base on ball 4. Polanco moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Polanco scores. Rodriguez moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Tigers. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monroe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Monroe hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keelty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Tigers. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coetzee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Tem settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Gomez. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Roman Colon now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Sauerbeck now pitching. Alexis Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Shelton hits a fly ball into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Inga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scudero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shelton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crosby for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Antonio Perez pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Payton is 0 for 3 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Granderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Granderson takes first base on ball 4. Chad Gaughton now pitching. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Keelty is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coatse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coatse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shelton scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scudero hits a fly ball into left field. Tem settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. the Tigers will come to bat. Brad Halsey now pitching. Marcus Thames is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thames is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Thames hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Monroe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Monroe hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellis is 0-for-4 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adam Melhus pinch hits for Jason Kendall. Adam Melhus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Melhus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Melhus moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Crosby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.